Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, All Seven Rounds in Heaven is back. We're brought to you by Sports Drink. Shout out Bill Belichick for drafting a bad kicker and a bad punter in his last year at the helm in New England. It is Ira Paul, a.k.a. the Bag Man, keeping all the Buckeyes in Columbus. We'll flip Marvin back. And with me, as always, is AJ. Replace Saban with Bill in Tuscaloosa, Marchese.
Oh, and give Saban the patch job, am I right?
Today, we're talking all of the noteworthy NFL rookies from Week 18 of the NFL season. Let's hit it.
Seven rounds in heaven with my baby. Driving out to KC, maybe. Looking for Stroud or a Bryce Young.
Who's gonna wear a Hawaiian shirt today?
Who's gonna put ketchup on a stick?
Who's gonna find a steal in the fifth? The home team. Let's go seven rounds. Let's go seven rounds together. Let's go seven rounds forever. And that's a song.
Today's episode of Seven Rounds in Heaven is brought to you by the Alabama Crimson Tide coaching search. Could it be Dabo? Could it be DeBoer? Whatever they land on will be wrong in the eyes of the Tuscaloosa faithful.
It's James Franklin. I just got a call from his agent. He said it's guaranteed.
That was the best. Pete Thamel tweets it out. Doesn't have James Franklin's name. Edits it like 2 minutes later. James Franklin's name. Oh, man. James Franklin's going to get an extension now, baby. Penn State's cursed. Anyway, let's get into... Speaking of Alabama, let's get into our NFL Week 18 rookie superlatives and start with a rookie quarterback rundown, where we have Bryce Young for one final time, the king of Alabama. Maybe he should have gone back to school because it doesn't look like he's ready for the NFL. I think you can argue he had his worst game as a pro in his final game as a rookie. 11 of 18 for a whopping 94 yards. He scrambled for 24, pretty sick. They scored 0 points and lost 9-0. He had multiple interceptions dropped. I think but this game had the most dropped interceptions both on both sides, Bryce and Baker, that I've like ever seen. This was like horrible to watch. And the best part was Bryce's best play. It was a third and four in the first half, second quarter. The passer's just coming down. He scrambles up. He's rolling to his left. He makes a great throw off platform to a wide open DJ Shark, but it was like just perfect the way he extended it, had the field vision, got the ball off, hit Shark in stride. DJ Shark dives, fumbles out of the end zone. And that was like the perfect play for this Panthers season. Like, even when you got good stuff from Bryce, everyone else around him was messing it up. Outside of that, like there was a great scramble later in the game where I forget who it was. I think it was Shaq Barrett came down and looked like he was gonna kill him, and Bryce just he looked quicker. He tucked it. He got outside, ran for a big first down. He was under pressure all day, obviously not doing anything downfield. The 5.2 yards per attempt really hammers that home. But yeah, it was much of the same except worse because outside of that throw to Shark, I don't think there was not a play and I guess the scramble, a play Bryce Young made that gave me any hope. The offensive line looked bad per usual. The receivers stink. The head coaching hire is going to mean everything to Bryce Young's development. Yeah. Or maybe he gets Josh Rosen. Who knows? Too bad they don't have the number one pick. Otherwise, I actually believe maybe that would have happened.
Yeah, I think there was a good chance with the new coaching staff and new GM, too. Yeah, I know. This is a huge obstacle for the Carolina Panthers. Obviously, this starts with the two big hires. And, yeah, it pretty much dictates Bryce Young's future.
I'm pretty sick of watching this Panthers team, so mm-hmm. I'm glad their season's over.
Me too.
No offense towards them, but
me too. Yeah, I mean, Bryce Young will have a year to prove it, but I don't know. Like, they don't have the ammo in the offseason to really improve this team. I don't. I figure they're gonna just go and drop the bag on T. Higgins. That's my first prediction for them. After that, though, like, I don't. They got to nail the draft class, and they're obviously hamstrung there and. Yeah, I don't know. They have to nail this. They have to nail this big time.
It was the perfect week 18 for the number one and number two picks because Bryce Young was playing in a meaningless NFC South game and lost 9-0, and all the bad things that had been happening all year continued to happen, maybe even more so. Meanwhile, CJ Stroud had a win in scenario, won the AFC South against the Colts, goes 20 of 26, 264, two scores. Completes 76.9% of his passes, has right off the bat.
Yeah,
I think like this sealed his rookie of the year candidacy. Yeah. Was the play action deep shot to Nico Collins. The all 22 angle was insane. Like, we knew he had a big arm, but I don't know if we understood just how big his arm was. And he ripped that thing like 70 air yards, even.
Pretty much, I think it was 75 yards total. It was close to 70 on the through the air, and like just perfect play action, perfect job stepping up in the pocket. It just looked like, I don't know, it just looked like out of a video game with his ability. It just looked so clean, and it has like all year for him. And yeah, like really, this was a playoff game. This is really CJ Stroud's first playoff win to me. 100% locked up rookie of the year. I thought like that throw was unreal, but the first of all, Nico Collins. What a fucking game. I can't wait to see him next week, too. Denzel Ward's banged up, too. That could be some trouble. That's going to be interesting. But I thought the play of the game was when he was scrambling, kind of just, like, trying to create some space, backing up in the pocket, and then just kind of chucked it to Nico Collins, who made an incredible catch. But it was also a hell of a throw. He put it, like, only where Nico could catch it, just, like perfectly to where either it's, you know, incompletion or Nico's making a hell of a play. And just to even know that the space there is open and Nico's coming across was a ridiculous play.
His footwork on that play and ability to create space using his footwork and extend the play and have the fact that he didn't panic and just take a sack or throw it away, but have the vision and see Nico Collins breaking open to the right sideline, like that was just. I feel like those two plays really hammered home like how two things that were really underrated about Stroud during the process were the arm talent and the ability to create a structure, which both were highlighted throughout that Georgia game. But not everyone was as smart as me to keep Stroud QB1. But
if back to back on your board, same as me, but I did a young quarterback one. If you were to retake an S2 test, Rob, do you think the score would improve? That was the worst fucking storyline. I'm so glad.
I want to take an S2 test now. What are they asking him? What is it?
I don't even know.
Get ready for Caleb Williams' S2 score to not be as good as J.J. McCarthy's.
Oh. Okay, J.J.'s going to kill the S2.
J.J.'s going to have the best.
He's going to smoke it. Yeah, it's guaranteed. Do you see that one-headed catch in the Rose Bowl? That's S2 material. I don't know what it means, but I think the only misplay was he had Schultz wide open down the sideline and kind of just put out a stretch. And other than that, he was perfect. Had that one where he was just getting, you know, the pressure barreling down on him, Nico on a dig, just an absolute missile over the middle. Beautiful. I can't wait to see him against this Browns defense.
He I think, especially in a season like this where there's a lot of inconsistent quarterback play, he's a top 10 quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Could you argue top five? I would hear it, you know? Like, absolutely top 10, though. No doubt.
Yeah, I'm so excited we get to see him in the playoff atmosphere now.
It's great. Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough test. It's going to be a hell of a test. Miles Garrett barreling down.
Great defense. Yeah, the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Against Stroud. That's not the Peacock game. Sorry, the Chiefs Dolphins. Hope you have Peacock if you're a Chiefs and or Dolphins fan. So sick. That's on good old classic NBC.
Classic NBC. NBC's got three, well, NBC/Peacock, three of these games. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they got Rams, Lions, too. They got maybe three of the four most interesting games. I would say Packers, Cowboys is the one they don't have, but
I think Rams, Lions is going to be the game of the week.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that one. I think Browns, Texans, I'm biasedly excited for it as a Buckeyes and Texans, newly found Texans fan.
It's a hell of a matchup, though. That great young offense in Houston. Too bad, Tank Dell's still missing. But it just wouldn't be so much fun to see him at full strength against the mighty Browns defense. Yeah.
I'll keep it moving here and jump in on Aiden O'Connell, who in his last game of the season, he left hurt for a couple of plays. Jimmy G came in and did nothing. But Aiden O'Connell, 20 of 31, 244, two scores against a Broncos defense that had been quite good down the stretch this season. This was, Aiden O'Connell really started stacking some games down the stretch and was better than Bryce Young on the season, and this game was this wasn't even Aiden O'Connell's best game, and it was better than any game Bryce Young played this season. That's saying something.
Yeah.
It was a lot of utilizing Austin Hooper over the middle, throwing up to Devontae Adams, letting Devontae Adams do his thing in the end zone. He had a great deep ball to Trey Tucker where he dropped it in the bucket, fellow rookie. Aiden O'Connell, in their last 6 games, five of their last 6 games, I would argue he, although one of them was the game where he didn't complete a pass outside the first quarter, but they still beat the Chiefs. I would argue he looked like the top end of a quarterback too. He, in their final 4 games, he threw 8 touchdowns. In the game he didn't throw one was that Chiefs game that they did win. Outside of the Vikings game, because he did enough against that Chiefs team. And he played against the Chiefs, the prior game against the Chiefs where they lost. I thought he looked good in that one too.
Yeah.
But I would argue outside of that Vikings game, he looked quite good down the stretch for them. Obviously, I'm not saying Aiden O'Connell should start for them next year, but this looks like a 10-year backup in the league. Quality spot starter. Potentially Gardner Minshew level backup.
Do you think he's going to end up as a starter week one?
I think it'll really depend on if they keep Champ Kelly and Antonio Pierce as GM and head coach, because
they're picking 13th too.
I know, and that's in the JJ McCarthy range.
Who maybe week one O'Connell start. That's hilarious if they'd be together after the Big Ten championship game. But yes, go on.
I know I can't imagine a quarterback Antonio Pierce would hate more than JJ McCarthy. if Antonio Pierce is retained, it wouldn't shock me if they just roll with Aiden O'Connell and maybe they're in contention for Will Howard next year.
Yeah, the big Willie stakes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I got two pop-up quarterbacks. One's a folk hero, and the other is Clayton Tune, baby, who came in on one play for a tush push, and he barely got the first down, but did his damn job.
But he did it.
Did his damn job. One carry, 1 yard, first down. The other was Tyrod Taylor. Got banged up for a bit. Tommy DeVito came in 2 for 2, 14 yards, took a sack. It's Tommy DeVito. What else is there to say on this season? Rookie of the year.
Tommy DeVito, better than Bryce Young?
Close, yes.
Aiden O'Connell might actually be. All right, let's jump to rookie of the week. I'll start on offense, where I'm going to go to the big NFC North showdown that put the Packers into the playoffs, and I'm going to have co-offensive rookie of the weeks. And give it to the combination of Jaden Reed and Dontavian Wicks. Because for as great as Jordan Love was down the stretch, these rookie receivers stepping up was just as important as Love really emerging.
Yeah.
Because they really would have been in trouble if because of the Christian Watson injury. And I don't know. I'm not sold on Romeo Doubs. I feel like he's super inconsistent.
Dropped that touchdown, too. Tough catch, but needed to make that play.
And I just feel like by the end of the season, these are their two most trusted pass catchers.
Sorry to interrupt. I agree with you. I think Doubs ends up being like the fourth option of that offense next year.
I think Tucker Kraft is like Mr. Like consistent chain mover. Yeah. Solid game against the Bears as well.
Musgrave coming back, yeah. Yeah.
But so Dontavian Wicks goes 7 targets, 6 catches, 61 yards, 2 scores. One of them has a great outbreaking route, picks up the first down. He on one of the touchdowns, another great route. Like his body control, I think, stood out a lot in this game, and he was cooking Bears rookie DBs. The one touchdown, like, he just goofed Terrell Smith with his release and was basically just wide open. And Jaden Reed, 4 targets, 4 catches, 112. Obviously, he had that big they ran a play-action pass, had an in-breaking route, and just, like, was wide open and ran for 32 yards. And it's just, like, Wicks seems to be, like, their consistent, I don't know, He's this great combination of ball tracking and fluidity as a receiver on the outside. And Reed's just like this spark plug in the slot chain who keeps on picking up these huge gains. It's kind of like Greg Jennings and Randall Cobb.
Fuck, that's perfect, yeah.
They're both awesome. And Christian Watson's Jordy Nelson.
That actually kind of works out.
Tucker Kraft's Bubba Franks. Okay. And Luke Musgrave's Donald Lee. Anyway, they've both been fantastic this year. This rookie receiver class was really awesome. And Wicks is one of the biggest steals of the draft. Yeah. And I remember the big thing with Reed was, the Packers never draft sub-200-pound receivers. The only time they've kind of done it was, like, Randall Cobb. And here we are.
Who do you think is going to be their top option next year?
Who do I think will end up leading the team in receiving yards?
Yes.
I kind of think it'll be Dontavian Wicks. Like, I think Jaden Reed, I love Jaden Reed, and I think he is going to become one of the best slot receivers in the NFL. But I do kind of feel like just with Jordan Love's big, aggressive downfield style, like, Dontavian Wicks is just a great fit with him.
They complement each other really well. It's a fun trio. And then there's the other rookies behind them, too, that have been pretty damn good, too. And the second-year guys, you know what I mean? That have had their moments. It's been a lot of fun. And then, like, the tight ends, as you said. Packers cover this weekend, yes or no?
Yes. We love our Packers all of a sudden.
This is the most likable Packers team in my lifetime.
Of my lifetime, yeah.
Absolutely.
Wait, were you around for the – Don, what's his name? Don Majkowski.
Oh, the Magic Man, yeah.
Magic Man, yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah.
1990. I was around.
I remember the Magic Man was great. I didn't have a great Offensive Rookie of the Week option. I thought there was a lot of good performances, not many great ones. And frankly, my pick was not a great performance, but Bijan Robinson's my Offensive Rookie of the Week for being the big winner because Arthur Smith is gone. He gets the prize for that big win. And look, this was not, I don't know, overall, I think we got to say Bijan Robinson had an underwhelming rookie year, even though you look at the total yards and there's, you know, it stacks up impressively, but even in this game on the ground, it wasn't super impressive. He had 28 yards on 11 carries and there were some TFLs, but the team is not good. The offensive line is not good. They got blown up by the Saints. It looked like competitive for a bit, but really, I'm giving Robinson this award for, yes, his coach being gone, so it can only be up from here. And what he did in the receiving game, a lot of it came on that that big 70-yard touchdown where came out of the backfield, did a great job just to like keep his eye on the ball, had a defender flash in front of him, caught it kind of a little bit behind him, and just took off easy, untouched, long touchdown. But 7 catches, 108 yards, and a TD. A lot of it was working under the middle, underneath and stuff like that, but also, though, the one target that wasn't caught, he had 8 targets, was a wide open touchdown in the end zone, and Ritter just missed him. So it could have been a two touchdown performance for Bijan. Again, it was a blowout, but I just want to kind of recap Robinson's rookie year because I don't know why I'm surprised by Arthur Smith blowing it, but I really thought that he'd be a guy that we're talking about week in, week out, and we haven't, you know? We really haven't, and I don't know. It's funny. I don't think this is anything indicative of is Bijan Robinson not going to be a top-end back, but, you know, on the whole, given what type of rookie season they both had and where their teams are, Gibbs would be, you know, RB1 on the rookie team. And I don't know. I think that's a bit of a chip on Robinson's shoulder. So we'll see where they hire.
Maybe Devon Achane would have been if he didn't get hurt.
Honestly, pound for pound. How do you think that? Pound for pound, Achane was the most enjoyable running back of the rookies this year. Play for play. Anyways, yeah, that's it.
A travesty that Achane was 3 yards short of 1,000 from scrimmage. Mm. Going to defensive rookie of the week, I didn't have a glaring, blatant, obvious choice. Will Anderson was banged up.
Yeah.
A lot of the top defensive rookies I had didn't play a ton because their teams were kind of one rookie who had a really, and we were talking before the show, had a really underrated season in general. I feel like he was getting his credit early and it kind of fizzled out, but he continued to be a force all year and he ended up playing a good chunk of the snaps for the Rams against the 49ers. It was Byron Young, who he had the game-winning fumble recovery in the win over the 49ers. Sean McVay beat Shanny, baby.
Finally.
He had a big pressure late in the game to force a punt. I feel like he's just always around the quarterback, not always getting home, but
yeah.
It felt like he was always, to me, it felt like he was always around the quarterback. Like he had a big sack where it was just like kind of a hustle play. I think he was lined up, Trent Williams didn't play, so it was against Jalen Moore. It was a play action pass, and he just like worked his butt off to get home. And his big thing coming out of Tennessee was he has a great motor, and mm-hmm. that showed all year. But he finished the season with 8 sacks, 19 quarterback hits. He was second in sacks plus QB knockdowns among defensive rookies with 19 overall, behind only Will Anderson, who had 22. I think if you're putting together your all-rookie team, he's like very clearly the second edge rusher after Will Anderson.
Yes.
Agree, disagree?
Yeah.
Okay. You have to really think about that one.
I wasn't sure if you're waiting for an answer or if it was rhetorical.
But yeah, no, the Rams got so much out of their rookies and their young players like Kyron Williams and like Byron Young and Kobe Turner really led the charge for that Rams defense this year.
Absolutely. I had a couple choices for defensive rookie of the week, but no, I also agree. No like superstar stud. I'm going with Devin Witherspoon and Pete Carroll's last game. It wasn't like here. We talked before the show about maybe some websites tracking targets. Funny enough, and some disagreements between websites. Witherspoon was apparently targeted, especially for Nichols. I feel like they kind of credited it, but just based off this, he was targeted 6 times. And he gave up 6 catches. That sounds like it wasn't a good game, but for this is Pro Football Reference for a total of 20 yards. And I think whether that's correct or incorrect, I feel like it encapsulated his game really well because it wasn't the coverage ability. I mean, that's fine. But as much as it just like it was such a strong tackling performances, had 11 tackles, 3 of those TFLs, my favorite. And like it just felt like his come down enforcer type of performance that we've seen multiple times, why they drafted him. My favorite play was a crosser. I think it was Rondell Moore. Lots of like Witherspoon was kind of playing off a little bit, lots of space. Crossing routes is tough, but Witherspoon recognized it immediately, just barreled down. They hit more, but he just hit them immediately to keep them short of the sticks on a, I think it was a third down or a second down. Just spoke to, I think, the explosiveness that Witherspoon has, the ability to come up and make plays. Don't know if he's going to win Rookie of the Year. Don't think he is, but still hell of a performance. And excited to see where his future goes, because I think it's gonna be interesting to see, if he can continue to be a high impact player at the nickel position, you know, or like if they move him outside or what they do with the next coaching staff, you know, it needs to be really interesting.
Draft defensive backs recruited by Lovie Smith is the lesson I've learned. Going to worst rookie, I'm just going to fly through. The combination, same game, NFC South showdown between the Bucs and Panthers. On one side, Cody Mock just getting bullied by Derrick Brown. And on the other side, your boy Jensen Nash getting bullied by Logan Hall.
That's kind of sick, though.
Yeah, Cody Mock really struggled, and he's had a really, I think, more downs than ups this year.
Yep, and he's starting a playoff game Monday night against Jalen Carter.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, that's probably the most key rookie matchup in the wild card round. Where if Carter takes over, that can mean the difference for the Eagles defense, a defense that's been floundering of late. And if Mock can kind of show up, maybe the Bucs win. I think that's a great one. Anything? I got Juju Brents in that Saturday night playoff game, essentially. In trouble with Nico Collins, man. This is Pro Football Reference again. 4 targets, 4 catches allowed, 116 yards, a touchdown. Got banged up as well. So that was only on 30 snaps. That's just over 50% of them. Yeah, that play action, just Nico absolutely blew by him for the 75-yard TD. And then there was a couple other ones, like Nico Collins on a comeback, easy. It just felt like a lot of free money on Juju Brents. Go on, please.
He was playing well.
He was.
From like week 3 to whenever he got hurt.
Yeah.
And then he came back and he was a little iffy. But I still think it was a promising rookie year.
Absolutely.
This was just, yeah.
Yeah.
This was a tough note to go out on.
I had a couple worse corners, but he's the most high profile. So for a guy that, you know, needed, you know, that was a playoff game. They needed him. I thought the other rookie corner played pretty damn solid too. I was going to mention him later. But yeah, just oof. A bit of a rough performance from Brands.
Primetime star, I'm going to Dalton Kincaid, who obviously is CJ Stroud, but like just going somewhere else.
Yes.
Dalton Kincaid really stepped up against the Dolphins, moving the chain, being a threat on broken plays.
Yeah.
Like when Josh Allen was extending and just winning down the seam, finished with 7 catches for 84 yards on 8 targets. Had, I think, two maybe the 2 best games of the season against New England and Miami when they really needed it to win the AFC East, and ended up having maybe not quite the tight end rookie year you wanted from a first-round tight end in a class that includes Sam Laporta, but ended up being like a really consistent threat for them. I would say like, and these, like, just with the weird stuff going on with Stephon Diggs, like,
yeah.
And Dalton Kincaid had a few games where he was their most trustworthy target.
And I think, like you said, maybe overall not as amazing as you could hope, but down the stretch when they needed him to make that playoff push, you know, they were all out over the map in terms of making the playoffs and not. And, they, you know, they really needed to pull off that run and they needed the Dolphins to collapse. I think that was exactly what they drafted him for. I put Kincaid here, absolutely. For everything you mentioned, he had that great play on the crossing route early too. I thought he was great. And just to give another name, I always loved watching Devonte Chan. He's just so much fun.
I put him for rookie flash.
5.6 per carry in that touchdown. I think he's the key to winning the game against the Chiefs this week. I think they got to get him a ton of touches in the cold. Chan's built for the cold, baby. The rest of the team's not. So just let him go.
Going to underwhelming performance, I had Osiris Torrance in that Bills-Dolphins game. I thought he struggled with Christian Wilkins.
Yeah.
Going back to my Panthers-Bucks game, Trey Palmer had a drop. He had a fumble. He could not separate deep. 6 targets, 2 catches for 10 yards. Dante Jackson and J.C. Horn giving him the business.
The goats. Palmer felt like that rookie that all year just felt like, the breakout game's going to come, and it just never really materialized.
Well, there was a couple games where, like, he was running wide open and Baker would miss him, and then, like, down the stretch, like, he keeps fumbling or dropping passes. His speed's interesting, but...
Yeah. Underwhelming for me, I'm going with the amazing Detroit Lions rookie offensive duo of Laporte and Gibbs, and really, you know, they didn't have to do too much. And they both scored a touchdown. This is not me. I just wanted to talk about them. They became the first rookie duo with 10 plus.
We haven't talked about them enough.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Became the first rookie duo with 10 plus touchdowns in NFL history. That's amazing. But in this game, meh, honestly. 5 catches, 29 in the touchdown for Laporta. Touchdown was a nice play where he kind of just, he fell and then got up and it was wide open. But Couple drops. I had an early third down conversion that it was a tough play but didn't make it. Had another drop. It wasn't Laporta's best game. And then of course, the knee injury came. That sucks so much because he looked like he was going to be one of the most fun players to watch in the playoffs. Campbell's giving him an outside shot to play this week. I don't think that's going to happen. But hopefully the Lions can win a couple games and he comes back. Not flip side, but behind him and Jahmyr Gibbs. It was only 30 yards on 13 carries. It wasn't much going on. Again, it was the Vikings. They didn't need to do much. Amon Ra and Justin Jefferson were the stars of the game. But, yeah, just he had a nice 4th-and-1 conversion. The touchdown one was easy. Just wasn't picking up too much on the ground. And he didn't have a catch. So just was a kind of meh performance from him. And I want to see Laporta back. But I'm just ready for Gibbs to have, like, that explosive, like, big-time performance against the Rams. And I don't know. I'm ready for it, but let's see.
Looks like a hit. How about the Ravens?
We had the same one, yeah.
Trenton Simpson?
Yep.
Who didn't really play this year.
20 snaps all year.
Roquan Smith and Patrick Queen are one of the best off-ball linebacker duos in the league. But it seemed at the time like they drafted Simpson to potentially take over for Queen at some point in time. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Queen's an unrestricted free agent after this season because they declined his 5th-year option. I think he's going to get a hefty contract from somewhere. Trenton Simpson's going to step in, and this is a great sign because he looked ready. He only played 26 snaps against the Steelers, came in after an injury, but ended up with a sack, a TFL, and a boatload of tackles. Looked really good in space. That TFL on the Jets sweep near the goal line was fantastic. The blitz where he just friggin' triggered like a monster downhill. Like, it was just like it was classic Ravens. You know?
Yeah, I know. I thought the exact same thing. I totally agree. Just nice tackling open field, too. No, he looks ready. He looked ready, and it's obviously why he didn't play much this year, but I think if Queen goes and gets paid, I think Simpson's
he will. Like, someone's gonna way over trade for Patrick Queen.
For sure.
And I think Simpson, and the Ravens will get a 3rd-round comp.
And then Simpson will be maybe better. pretty much. Yeah, he looks legit, and that's classic. That, like, you let this guy with all this talent fall a bit and fall into the perfect situation for him. It's just the rich always getting richer in the NFL is my point, Rob.
Looks like a miss. I think no one was like Puka Nacua should be wide receiver 1. No one said that. Even the people who were higher on Puka and were like, hey, this guy's the 9th best. Everyone was wrong about Puka Nacua. He only had 4 for 41 in this game and a touchdown. But he played until he broke the rookie receiving yards and receptions record. And it's just like Puka Nacua, what a season. Potentially going to be a second team all pro, which would make him one of the 4 best receivers in the league this year. It's incredible. Yeah, he landed in the perfect system, perfect coach, perfect quarterback to get the most of his skill set. And even then, he like, no, if you give me, like, before the season, if you're like, everything's going to go right for Puka Nacua as a rookie, I would have guessed 700 yards, but he had over 1,400, so.
Perfect opportunity for him, you know, on a team that desperately needed another option. But then he became the top option. Record shouldn't count because he played an extra game than everyone. We've talked about that. But
Bill Gorman only played 14.
Yeah, should never be topped. Unreal. Unreal season. And definitely, I think everyone missed on him. Even the Rams should have taken him earlier if you thought he was that good. My looks like a miss is Clark Phillips, the Falcons DB, who had a lot of struggles against the New Orleans Saints.
And hey, he had a really good game like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, he did. He just, this was a bad game.
He looks like a miss now?
Yeah, okay, well, please, let me just talk about Clark Phillips. 6 catches, he could have been worse rookie, I was being nice. 6 catches allowed on 7 targets, 101 yards, 2 touchdowns, getting beat up by A.T. Perry.
Well, that's why. He's not a miss. A.T. Perry's a hit is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's absolutely what I'm saying. A.T. Perry was unreal. I'll talk about him in a sec. But, yeah, no, he just couldn't handle it. Also got called for a high hit, too. Chris Olave dunked on him with, like, a sick tip. I don't know if you saw it, but like tipped it to himself, touchdown catch. Perry got him like on a like just boxed him out on a deep one. Had a pass interference on Perry, and then beat on like for another touchdown on Perry. But yeah, no struggles, and it's that's a tough matchup. AT Perry's great. AT Perry looks really good, but that's a tough matchup, and Olave is obviously a tough matchup. So it's just a tough ask for him. But where else was he going to put him? He was bad. He's ready to play because he's looked good. And I put Brents because he was higher profile. So
Gona needs to step it up. Combination of Bears rookie corners. Tyreek Stevenson was a roller coaster all year. In this game, he had a sick end zone touchdown breakup. You mentioned it already, the Romeo Dubs drop.
Yeah.
He also had a great tackle to keep the clock rolling at just before halftime, so the Packers couldn't add a field goal before half. He had a forced fumble. He also gave up 4 for 101. And really struggled against Dontavian Wicks, as did Terrell Smith, who I already mentioned, got cooked for a touchdown, was a perfect passer rating when targeting him. He also dropped an interception in the end zone. Mm. Both of them have had good moments, but they've both been roller coasters all year.
I feel like it's good for the Bears overall, though. Like, let these guys into nothing season. You know, you wrapped up the first pick. Thank you, Panthers. You got the ninth pick.
Well, they're going to need it because I don't think they're going to pay Jalen Johnson after the year he had. He can go cash in somewhere.
Agreed. Mine needs to step it up as a guy going to a playoff game. But Broderick Jones, who had a bit of a struggle against the Ravens. But I don't know. Like, we've seen the ups. We've seen some downs. But I think overall I've liked what I've seen for Broderick Jones. But this week, he's really got to step up and give Mason Rudolph some time to sling, baby.
There was so much rain against the Ravens. Come on.
Yes, offensive linemen really affected by the rain.
Mason Rudolph couldn't catch it or hand off the football, bro.
That's a good point. But no. If he can just get out and, you know, gobble up in the run game like he's shown he has, I think that gives him a chance. I think if they can run the ball effectively like they really have the last few weeks, I think he's a big part of that, and I think he's a big key to them winning this football game.
Not ready to play. How about your boy Emmanuel Forbes?
Oh, come on. You had to get him one last time, man.
The season was over, so the Commanders were like, fine, we'll play the guy we took 16th overall and have barely played this season. And he gave up a catch on every target. Seven targets, seven receptions, 66 yards, and a touchdown against the Cowboys. Jalen Tolbert's a good receiver, man. He was cooking Emmanuel Forbes.
I know this doesn't really matter, but Forbes just I feel like he would be getting a lot more heat if Christian Gonzalez hadn't gone down early too, because man, he proved immediately he's a better corner than him, and he went one pick after. I'm going with a lot more of a less key corner. I think I guess Loki. I think you talked about him last week. He's had some kind of moments for a late round guy, but Starling Thomas from the Cardinals.
Yeah, he was bad.
He was bad. Yeah, 6 catches on 9 targets, 95 yards, and the game winning touchdown. So great throw. Great throw from Geno to Lockett to win Pete his last game, but just was struggling. DK was kind of getting to him. Was giving up big time cushion on a nice comeback route. JSN got him for a first down on a third down conversion. Just wasn't a strong game. I thought he had moments this year, but for a guy that's like, you know, should have never played as much as he did as a rookie.
Undrafted rookie was like, yeah, has to be the Cardinals corner one.
Yeah. So in that context, he's been pretty decent.
I also had Jake Andrews here, the Patriots drafted as a center, but was playing left guard for the Patriots against the Jets. Jermaine Johnson was really getting after him when he lined up inside.
It's a tough ask.
The Patriots playing 3 day 3 interior rookies on the new line this year was interesting.
Yeah.
Best day 3 rookie. First, I just got to shout out your boy Ronnie Bell for catching a touchdown, which I think signified to Michigan that they could win the Natty.
Yeah, it was all Ronnie.
But they should give him a ring. But my actual best day 3 rookie, Carl Brooks, who just kept getting in the backfield against Chicago, had this great shoestring tackle. I think it was on Roshon Johnson on a screen pass where he was like laying on the ground and like just hit his foot and for the tackle. And had he not done that, it looked like it was going to be a big gain. had a nasty club swim for a sack. He had such a quietly good year. Just that, like,
yeah, he did. Maybe,
like six TFLs, four sacks is phenomenal for your 6th round rotational D line rookie. The Packers rookie class is wicked.
And don't quote me on that, this, because I don't know if it's right at all. I'm making it up. Better stats than Lucas Van Ness. I don't know if that's true at all. But he felt more impactful at times. I tip my hand. My best day three rookie. I'll give you two. But
that first was a lie. Stats aren't better. I checked.
I didn't think it was true. But he felt better. Tip my hand. Best day three rookie. First and foremost, A.T. Perry. The monster himself. 3 catches, but 2 were touchdowns. 53 yards. Like kind of mossed A.J. Terrell. He just out-physicaled him at the catch point for a touchdown. Back shoulder. Terrell was on the ground. It was sick. And then just started beating up on Clark Phillips. Like I said, drew that PI. Had that nice deep, like 30 yard, 20 yards box out on Phillips. And then like a really nice route. Showed some giddy up on the touchdown. Just kind of like sailed to the inside and went to the corner. Phillips fell. 2 of his touchdowns, the DBs fell. And I think it wasn't just them tripping. It was his physicality. And wide open. It was fun. Perry's turned into something for the Saints. It's been a lot of fun. Other one, with Jalen Jones, the other Colts rookie corner, who I thought Brent struggled, but I thought Jones had like just such a solid year and very underrated. Like one catches allowed on 2 targets this week, 14 yards, played almost 80% of the snaps, played a lot for this Colts team. I thought he's just been very solid and just a guy that hasn't gotten too much love this year, and I want to give him one last nod.
Going to best UDFA rookie, I got a combo of Commanders defensive linemen.
Was my guy KJ Henry shining?
No. Oh. He's not a UDFA.
I know. But was he?
Joshua Pryor, who blocked a Brandon Aubrey field goal to give him his first. He ended up missing another one, but his first missed field goal of the year. And Jalen Harris, who had a PBU to cause an interception. And to me, that was the highlight of the Commanders' performance against the Cowboys.
That's all Ron Rivera asked for to go out on.
Quan Martin had the interception, too. So it was
oh,
like
perfect.
A double rookie thing.
Good, sweet. I'll give you 2 UDFAs as well. Ivan Pace just had another solid game. 9 tackles, a quarterback hit. Just what a rookie year. That's a guy that should never went underdrafted. Obviously, he's been great as a blitzer all year, but I thought his coverage chops have really improved. Over the course of the season, looked solid this week. And just quickly, Ronnie Hickman, too, stepping up for the Browns, has been so solid. And just, I thought, another solid performance.
Yeah, Ronnie Hickman, CJ Stroud, Ohio State battle in the playoffs.
Oh, there you go. There's the headline.
Rookies who flashed. Tajay Spears didn't have a ton of touches against the Jags, but him and Derrick Henry are cooking. They got my Steelers to the playoffs. Spears, 3 carries, 25 yards and a score. 3 catches, 41 yards and a score. Man, the touchdown catch was like all yak. Mm-hmm. And man, he looked explosive. And now it's like Derrick Henry after the game addressed the crowd like he's done in Tennessee. So Tajay Spears' backfield. And a big part of the reason both of them cooked was Pierce Gronsky was awesome. Pierce Gronsky was the best game I've seen Pierce Gronsky play. He was dominating the Jags at the point of attack. Looked really good climbing to the second level. Had a great seal-off block for a big Derrick Henry run. I thought those guys were great. Diaby had another sack. Really good rookie year. Josh Downs had a great like diving catch. Lucas Van Ness had a good game against the Bears, too. I had a Shane here. Oh, and Quan Martin, who was like really – the only bright spot of the Commanders, I thought, in this game, really.
It's good to see. I thought he struggled a little bit when he was first coming back, and that's good to see.
Draft Illinois recruited, or no, sorry, just DBs recruited by Lovie Smith.
Yes, absolutely. I got to start in the Battle of Ohio because we got a lot of rookies, and all the receivers are rookies. Cedric Tillman, baby. 3 catches, 43 yards. He's kind of gotten some run the last few weeks. More of a headline though, Andre Yeshivas, when they've got on the ball, he's been intriguing. He had 2 touchdowns, only on 5 catches, 36 yards. Both were like at the goal line. He kind of just worked open, decent plays. Charlie Jones making some plays. But the real headline I thought was Jordan Battle. Had a really nice game. Had a easy interception. Well, it was easy in terms of the Jeff Driscoll throw was awful, but it was a really nice play. He came covered a lot of ground and had like a really nice pick on the sideline, getting his feet inbounds, made another play on the ball, couple tackles, had a hit on Driscoll as well. Battle's been good. I think he was in contention for Defensive Rookie of the Week this week for me as well. You mentioned a couple guys I had down here. I'll give you two from the NFC North battle, the other one. Jordan Addison, just I think it was sudden. He just blew by him, clean release, kind of released him from the inside, wide open touchdown. And then like nearly made like an unreal great like deep at the goal line touchdown grab on a flea flicker. Was a really, really tough play. Didn't bring it down, but would have been one of the catches of the year if he did. 57 yards and a touchdown, like I said. And I thought this was one of Jack Campbell's better games. They let him play. He had 12 tackles. Had a sack. I think that's a miss still, but one of his better games.
Out of nowhere, Ruck, I just didn't have like a great one. And Trey Tucker really showed up in this game. And I didn't think he was going to have be really a factor at all for Vegas this year, and he had some really bright games.
Yeah, he did.
It wasn't consistent, but like every three games he threw up with a huge play.
Yeah.
And it felt like they should have got him involved more, and they kind of did in this one. He had 5 targets, 5 catches, 79 yards, a big one down the sideline that I mentioned. He looked good, man. The speed's like really interesting as like a third receiver.
Yeah, I think Tucker's shown quite a bit this year. My out of nowhere rookie was a guy that we thought, you know, has been banged up, and I don't know, I kind of thought he just wasn't going to get traction in New Orleans. And Kendre Miller, pound for pound, was a better running back than Bijan Robinson was, but I saved him for here, baby. Was back, looked healthy, got the bulk of carries, 13 carries, 73 yards, a touchdown. He looked like TCU Kendre Miller. Like, I just consistently, like, solid running, looking quick, seeing the field well, nice cuts, and running hard. Like the touchdown run was just like made a really nice move at the goal, at the line of scrimmage to make a guy miss, and kind of just powdered his way into the end zone and like had to like flip and not flip, but like contort his body and reach out to break the plane of the end zone. And they reviewed it but called it a touchdown. It was a hell of a play, and I think it was just a really, really promising game for Kendre Miller, who like they signed Jamal Williams and he had 0 touchdowns until, you know, the last play of the season. But
Shout out Jameis.
Miller, I thought he was going to do more this year. Obviously, there's injuries, but he looks like he's good.
Finally, my start the Ruck is going into the 2023 season. Tennessee start Will Levis. I know Mike Vrabel's fired, but he was 3rd in EPA per play among rookies over Stroud or behind just Stroud and Richardson, 31st overall. He showed enough to deserve a chance.
Yeah.
You never know. I think he'll get it, but you never know.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm going to give Star the Ruck just the guy that I think should get some more snaps this week. Maybe one or two snaps. Get him a look. That's Browns lineman Isaiah McGuire, who kind of flashed out of nowhere for the Browns this week. They played a lot of young guys.
God.
Yeah, had a sack and 2 TFLs. Like a strong showing. Mix him in. Like one, give him 4 snaps against the Texans. That's all I ask, and see what he can do.
Well, we did it. Next time we talk about the NFL rookies, it'll be awards and the all-rookie team, which will include plenty of Buckeyes.